Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
Intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart.
Welcome to another session of the Healing Fountain Show. And we have our host, or co-host, Gary Moore. Are you there, Gary?
I am here. Hello, Jen. Hello, everyone.
Oh, yeah. And we have a great guest today. We have Kristen Rosmilia, and she's all the way from California. And she's going to be speaking about working with the light. So I'm really looking forward to that. And she's also a graphic designer. And I believe her dad was started up a TV. He pioneered the television channel, cable television, KQ. Mm-hmm. And she's got Bless You behind it. And her father owned AM Easy Listening Radio as well. So she's been brought up in the business, so to speak. As I said, she's also a graphic designer, and she'll be telling us about her website in a little while. And what you've been up to this week, Gary?
Oh, boy, oh, boy. For the past 3 days, I have been working out in the forest, in the woods, mm-hmm. here in upstate New York, constructing a sweat lodge. And we are almost done. We got the willows cut and gathered and cut. Not willows, they're saplings. We're using maple saplings. And inserted into the ground and bent and tied, and the ground leveled, and a fire pit dug, and it's been a labor of love. It's been very labor intensive, but we're almost done. And next time I go up, we'll be in a couple of days, and it should be ready to go by then. So that's what I've been doing.
And then you'll be getting in there and having a good sweat, will you?
Yeah, it's back to Lakota Way, and there's a lot of people who want to know about it, and they're coming around, and it's pretty fascinating to be here at this time. And
I've never actually been in a sweat lodge, but it sounds absolutely fascinating. I'd love to have a go at one. Is it like a sauna when you get in there?
It's more of a ceremony than a health club. Okay.
Of course.
The way I like to put it lightheartedly is the way Indians take a shower and go to church at the same time.
I like it. Very good. Well, I'm very discombobulated. Have you got that word in America?
Please spell it.
Oh, never mind. I see. But because my new switchboard doesn't have the PIN pad so that I can log in. It's absolutely ridiculous.
It's not on the switchboard. It's on your Skype box.
Oh, right. On the Skype box.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. Well, I didn't see a place on the Skype box to do it, but I'll maybe look on there next time.
Next time.
Because I was on here all Saturday afternoon trying to work it out. But
it's not on the switchboard. It's on your Skype box.
Oh, well, no one doesn't find it just that. I was looking on that little telephone up above as well. And, it's ridiculous. No, it was saying that the PIN is not acceptable because I wasn't putting it in the right place. Never mind. So, as I said, we've got a fabulous guest, and her partner is a musician, Philip Lee Morgan, absolutely great musician, and I think his handle on YouTube is Rusty Prosa, and he's not very rusty, I'll tell you that. He's really good, and I think I'm just going to press play on this lovely track. It's very nostalgic. It's called This Used to Be America, and this is Philip Lee Morgan.
Wonderful.
This used to be America. There's children playing in the streets. They're happy and they're free. Neighbors sitting on their porches sipping summer tea. And the neighborhood policeman waves as he drives by. Little Johnny falls and skins his knee and he's trying not to cry. Ringing bells are getting closer and the ice cream man appears. Daddy, can I have a dollar? Run and ask your mama, dear. Watching all these friendly faces and the images serene. Someone taps me on the shoulder and I wake up. I wake up from a dream. My neighbors hardly know me. They never seem to care. At the office I still wonder what the heck I'm doing there. Drive-by shootings in the night. So much violence on TV. We're losing everything we have. Doesn't anybody see? This used to be America. This used to be America. America. This used to be America. Whatever happened to the dream? Though my eyes are closed, now I never really sleep.
I feel 10 tiny fingers lightly tugging at my sleeve. Daddy, tell me about tomorrow. What will the future bring? What kind of world will be there? Tell me, Daddy, what can I believe?
Ah, yeah, that was a lovely song. I loved that. It was great, wasn't it? And that was Rusty Prosa on YouTube. His name is Philip Lee Morgan, so watch out for him. Okay.
He's in the chat room, by the way.
Yes, he is, yeah. Hi, Philip. It's great to meet you. And, right, we're going to have Kristen on in just a few moments, but before we do that, we're going to ask everybody to load the link. You do your bit there, Gary, because I'll do the countdown in a while.
Okay, I'll go ahead and post a link again in the chat room and just get everyone to click the YouTube link, pull up the player, pause the player and mute the sound, and when you've done that, send up a heart in the chat room, and that will let us know that you're ready. And here's my heart. The heart will be the ticket for us to proceed.
Ticket for ride.
Right.
There we go. There's mine.
Okay. So we'll wait for the hearts to come up. And in the meantime, did you want to bring Kristen on?
Yeah, we'll bring Kristen on. Are you there, Kristen? All the way from California. And where are you from, Gary, today?
I'm in upstate New York.
Upstate New York this week. It's somewhere different every week. No, but you like to move about a bit. Hi, Kristen.
California. Hi.
It's lovely to meet you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Welcome to the show.
I think I've met you.
Yeah, I met you when you were over here in Avery 2 years ago, and it was great to meet you then as well, and your lovely son. How is he doing, by the way?
He's doing pretty good. He's unemployed right now. He's among the many who are unemployed in California right now.
Well, very clever lad. And if he's, you know, if he takes after his mum, he's very talented as well. You do photographs as well. You're a photographer as well, aren't you? Fabulous photographs.
I do amateur
and graphic design. Yeah.
I'm actually
wow.
In Photoshop than I am as a photographer, so I can make those photos look better than the way I take them.
Wow. So you're going to be speaking about working with the light, aren't you? Which it's a really fascinating subject.
Yes, I'd like to do that. First of all, I wanted to thank you for inviting me to be on the Healing Fountain. I always find a sense of profound tranquility. So on with my story. There was a time just out of high school. I was 16, about to turn 17. I journeyed to a little island about 8 hours by plane from where I lived. And in this beautiful tropical place, with which I was unfamiliar, I stayed with a girlfriend and her boyfriend. On a porch, which they called a lanai, was my sleeping quarters. So I had barely graduated from high school, and not knowing what I would be suited to do, I was feeling really uncertain. So I arrived on the island and learned that things were not as I had anticipated by the plan I had made to go over there. So that was a little off-balancing for me. But I didn't feel alone, and I had a sense of love. But I also felt total bewilderment. My friends, Terry and Vic, had left the first evening I was there to join a church, and it was hours from the house we were in on North Shore. And while I laid in the lanai, I was thinking about the great mystery of what is God. And I found this flame burning in me to know what it was, if it even existed, whatever it was. I couldn't identify it because there was nobody to go shake hands with or, you know, say hello to. So I asked, and that burning feeling inside of me is what was asking. And without any agenda, that is no desire or hope of anything in return except to know, just plainly believing that if there was a God and if it were loving and able, that would let me know somehow that it was there. So uh-huh. I just sat in bed. I was determined. It was pitch black in that room, and I was determined. It was down kind of under the ground, so a lot lanai is kind of screened in. But because it was down under the ground, there wasn't any screen, and there were curtains, so it was pitch black in there. And I bet you can tell I'm leading to something here. So I sat there for long. The room just filled with this kind of light. It's not like a light bulb coming on, but it was many-colored and vibrating. And I could see very clearly. I could make out everything in the room. But mostly it was kind of a meditative state that I was in at that point. Seeing and at the same time feeling penetrated, not only by in my body, but also in places I'd only felt that there were, maybe my soul or my spirit. And after a time, I fell asleep, and when I woke, I heard voices in the house. So I got up and went inside, and there was a trio of people that had come from their church to bless the house, as they were new members there. And two gentlemen and a woman. And my friend Terry was impressed by the woman and her ability to pick up on things associated with the history of the house. One of them was a self-inflicted abortion in the bathroom that almost killed the previous tenant.
Ooh.
So eventually they moved out to the grounds, and Terry didn't think they should have to do anything out there, but the woman insisted on doing the rest of everything that was on their property. So they moved down to the lanai, and immediately the woman put her hands and declared that the Spirit of God was in that room. So that satisfied pretty much any doubting Thomas that it was just constantly occupying my thoughts. That light has been with me ever since. And it's been everything to me. It's been my friend. I had to work at understanding the voice that I was hearing so that I could recognize it. Because I had a lot of voices in my head just, you know, telling me just in general, you know, what I should be doing. And I was very confused at that time. But it became everything to me. It became my friend and my teacher. It became the answer to almost every question that I had. And eventually it began to work perfection through me, which is, I think, the most important part of it, because I think that when we think of God, we think of it being separate from us, and it truly isn't. So the only work that it really takes is the work to keep in touch with that part of myself that's connected to God. And it's like being aware of the presence of a friend in the room with you that never gets in your way, but is always there ready to have a conversation and to love you. So what it really is, mm-hmm. is
And I was going to ask you, Kristen, do you mind if I ask you? It's okay. Could I just ask you, do you think it's your higher self, or do you think it's an ascended master, or someone like Jesus, or do you think it's your guardian angel? What do you think, if you tune into it, what do you think it is? Who do you think it
is? It's the light of God. And we all have it. Every human being comes with it. We are made of it.
Yes, we do. Comes with us. And all we have to do is look for it and find it.
What it really is, the work, is taking all that one has and placing it before the light for illumination and learning what to do to assist that illumination to to work or to put into action. Work is kind of a negative word, you know, because we're all kind of enslaved into it. So, but to put into action.
Yeah, there's work and then there's effort. Maybe I think you may be referring to a little more to effort rather than work. Or
correct.
Like a chore,
well,
perhaps.
I don't look at work as negative necessarily. So,
okay.
Yeah, but a lot of people do, and so I guess I could have chosen a word better than that. But in order to put the light of God into our actions, so some of the things I learned to do with the light are, first of all, I learned to understand all things. In a way that's dissociated with my normal pattern of thinking. I also used it for healing, and that was really interesting. Barbara Brenner, I think, her books on light work were what I used to learn about the chakras and the auras and the healing body. And I was always self-taught, or I just listened to the voice of the light when it would come to me. And a lot of times it was really interesting, and it doesn't come so much as a voice as an entire presence with a purpose. And so a lot of times I think when we listen to other people, if all that we're hearing is their words, the words are coming out from that entity and going into our body, our being, our mind and brain, the way that we've been programmed basically to think and reason. And so I think sometimes the exchange is on a different level than that, and anybody can do this. Anybody can look at the person and see where they're at, where they're coming from, what the entire message is, much more clearly than we can if we think it through. And with compassion for where they're coming from also, but also for, we all have a purpose. We all have this higher purpose. And if we can begin to communicate by that and to exchange by that, I think the ability to communicate without words will grow. Okay, another thing that I did is I used the light to learn balance. I think it's one of the most important things that we do, because we have a fleshly experience, and the being that is experiencing that is also spiritual. And so when we feed one or the other, the balance to keep them both healthy and feeling all right, I think that that's really important, especially for the flesh body, because otherwise the ego kicks in and creates all kinds of havoc. The spirit body, it needs to be fed for us, for our sake, so that we can do what we do more perfectly. So I think balance is really important. And then proceeding into every area of the community. So I began with myself and moved into my family, that belonged to a church, into that. And then I moved into groups that included beyond my family, friends, business associates, people that my family knew, and then into areas where I would begin seeing where somebody was, even in the grocery store, coworkers, or at the gym, within the school system, service people that would come to the house to turn on the gas, things like that. And it's amazing how much people are hungry for seeing something in a way that when it will enable them to come out of or come to an outcome in whatever they're dealing with a better outcome, so that they're really totally understood, able to speak the whole truth, and everybody feels good about it that's involved. So I find that it happens everywhere, so within the larger community.
Yeah.
Light work is a really constructive thing, and it is in every constructive thing that anyone does. The greatest construction is done through and with the assistance of, that's when you feel it, and everyone around you is just kind of shouting hallelujah or, you know, wow, that turned out really great, you know.
Mm.
I mean, you're just beyond your wildest expectations. Whatever situation you're in, you just feel like, wow, that was amazing. You know, it could have just been us doing it, you know. But
yeah.
Because it's in us. And, you know, you think God is out there someplace, but every human being has this well of perfection, this well of God internal, and it's within, and that's where you just have to look to see it.
Mm. And it's when we all get together as light workers and focus on something that we can really move mountains, isn't it?
You know, John, it only takes one person. It really does only take one person to lift everybody else up into a place where they can see that whatever it is they're afraid isn't going to work out because of their own need, or their group's need, their family's need, or the community's need, whatever they're based on. If they could just stop thinking it's about having more than somebody else and be happy knowing that everyone will be satisfied, then it works really well. But it really only takes one person to change a great number of people.
Yeah, that's true.
In the moment, you know, I mean, they all, if we meet at the lake, I live by the, if we meet at the lake and we all start talking and we get to that place where everyone feels okay, of course, we're all going to go back to our own places and be left to our own. but for the moment in gathering, and I think that the more that we're able to use to ask that we be connected, not just on the level of day-to-day obligations and needs, but on a level of being able to be in that place in God, in each other. So it's God in me to God in you.
Mm. Well, we're always connected, isn't it? We're always connected.
Right,
yeah,
and we are all extensions of that energy, of that God energy.
Yeah.
Of that source energy, whatever you want to call it. Yeah.
And when there's any creation, we have caused it. It's not caused by the light. The light is always there,
right,
and we're always connected to it. But there are times when we put barriers up, maybe unconsciously. You know, so we have got to be careful of doing that. And if you ever feel separated from the light, it's because you have separated yourself. Or one has separated himself or herself.
And it works on so many platforms because, you know, I've been listening to Abraham, of course, quite a bit. I love Abraham. And and the one thing that I found in one of the videos I was listening to was the key last thing to knowing what it was that allowed what I was asking for to happen. And that was resistance. As long as there is no resistance in what you ask for, it can't but happen. It can't help but be presented to you. And then, of course, you have to have the courage to actually go in and participate in it. And sometimes we ask for things that are beyond, you know, what we really can deal with at the moment. So, but resistance, if there's no resistance in what you're asking for, none whatsoever, if you know that, you know, if you say, okay, I want a great job, okay, and I think, well, but I don't want to take the jobs of other people. You know, this, if there's that little doubt there, that little resistance, then it's not going to come right then. And so one of the things I always am aware of is the resistance within myself that would keep me from being able to move into all of the things that I want in life. And so the light has been with me. It's been everything to me, and my confidence came through seeing. And I had only heard it before, but when I actually saw it myself, that the light never fails.
No, that's true.
The best sharing, then, is from God's self to God's self and another.
Hmm. Powerful words there, Christian. That's beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful analogy, for sure.
Okay, well, do you want about your website? Sorry, do you want to call in later and do that, and we'll watch the video now? We've got the soundtrack uploaded for the listeners that are listening in on the radio.
Why don't you post it in while you're doing that?
Yes, that's fine. Okay, so, Gary, do you want to do your link bit, and I will do the countdown when I get back onto the switchboard?
Okay, well, I'll go ahead and post it in the chat room one more time. And for those of you who came late, go ahead and click the YouTube link, pull up the player, pause the player, mute the sound. And when you've done that, let us know by sending a heart into the chat room. And Jen Christie, in her inimitable style, shall count us down and start the player all simultaneously while we listen to the soundtrack on the show.
Great. Okay, well, this one's called The Christ Consciousness, and it's from Star Passers Channel. So I'll count it down. So it's 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Press play. To do our candle ceremony. And now it's time to light our candles. We light our candles because it symbolizes the light that we carry out into the world. An unlit candle will not light anyone else's candle. So we have to have our candle lit. We also light the candle to signify that we're a healing circle of love and light. And also because fire is a very powerful tool to use to help us manifest our goals, which are as usual, to spread love, light and healing out to all mankind. And I've also lit my incense, Navshampa, which smells absolutely gorgeous. But apart from the smell, which is lovely, it purifies the atmosphere, ready for us to invite the angelic realm, which we're going to do right now, which we do live every week, because we like to be in the now moment. So please could we ask for the assistance of the Archangel Michael. Please be with us now to bring your love and protection in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Uriel, please be with us now to bring your love and upliftment in the name of divine truth. In love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Gabriel, please be with us now to bring your love and wisdom in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Raphael, please be with us now to bring your love and healing in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Metatron, we ask for your assistance now to take our love, light and healing all around the world. And we'd like to ask the assistance of Sananda Jesus and the Magdalene energies. Please be with us now in divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. We're now in the divine presence of the angelic realm and the Magdalene and Sananda Jesus energies, the Christ energies. And we ask that they close around our circle of love, light and healing, along with our guides, inspirers and guardian angels to assist us in sending out the healing. And they're here with us now. And if you're listening on the radio now, they're all here with us now. And we have 21 therapists in the chat room at this moment. And now we're going to ask Marika to do the mantra. Thank you. Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her. Your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart, and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book. But the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
Natural resources
are what each person has ownership of. Where the way to have and to use those resources works to the good of the many. Where people live in joy, waking every day. And we see the way to reach that place. The way we know as this one, speaking from a place within us. It is the same source in all humans. It is our friend, our teacher, a never-ending well of all we could hope to have, our every desire fulfilled. Speaking with clear resonance, this one touches our heart and says, in all things, be at peace and know that present with you always, there is a part which is God's source. Standing in wait of your call. Turning and with our hearts now full of love only, and with an intent now to only know the way of perfection, we approach that one. Taking with us all things we presently know as well as those we would inquire of, but in an act of sacrifice, we lay our whole world out before this one, admitting we know nothing of this in which we dwell, except that it speaks of things of the spirit. Our call has been set to task, that in these things and in all things, we surrender them up and wait. This one responds in compassion. The weight of your burden is heavy, I see. I see you now clearly, having come in humility, and in that you asked to receive perfection of your quest, as it is, without your own agenda, need, or desire. Your call rings clear and true, and the light awaits you. Looking again toward all we had laid before this one, we see the remnants of what we had brought to the altar burning, and so cleansing and renewing a fire, the remnants then are transmuted and become the purest, most radiant crystal glimmering in the light. But as we watch, it turns to gold, solid, perfect, splendid, with a vibrance of harmonious energy that leaves us all astonished at the way we feel, which each later is discovered did feel much the same, and like no other experience has ever been. But for now, we stay a long time here, dwelling in spirit essence. After a time, we leave this place rejuvenated and revitalized. There is no thing left in us that has sway over our being. We know not when that light will appear, but we know it will make itself known to us. The greatest love and the way to act to bring about perfection. That the one we knew before as this one has always held in store for us.
Thank you.
fields of barley. You can tell the sun in his jealous sky when we walked in fields of gold. So she took her love for to gaze awhile among the fields of barley.
Oh, that was the beautiful Eva Cassidy. And right now it's time to close our chakras. There are still some people who need to close them if they haven't constructed domes of light over themselves and their properties and their families and their homes. And if they're new to meditating. Some people keep theirs open all the time. I tend to do, but I've been meditating for quite a few years. But if you're quite new to it, it's better if you close them because it protects yourself from getting unwanted voices when you're trying to sleep, for example. So to close your chakras, you pretend you have doors and you go to the top of your head, closing that door, down to the third eye, closing that door, down to the throat chakra, closing that one, down to the heart chakra, closing that door, then to the solar plexus, closing that door, then to the navel chakra, closing that one, and to the base chakra, closing that one, then down to the feet chakra, leaving that one open just enough to keep you grounded and connected to Mother Earth at all times. And then we bring the light back up to the top of our head, and we're going to ask the Archangel Michael to put us into a pyramid of purple light as used by the ancient Egyptians for protection. He's taking you by the hand and putting you into the pyramid of light. Sealing it at the top with a blue seal, keeping you safe and protected until next time you meet or until next time you meditate. Thank you, Archangel Michael. Thank you to all the angelic realm for being here, and the Samantha Jesus energies, and Magdalene. And we hope that you're in archives for the people listening in later. But I just want to remind everyone that they were here live now, while you were here listening, sending out the healing to everyone all around the world. Thank you. And next week, we have our angel lady back again, Jane Dawson. So she'll just take callers. So if you want to call in next week and get your angel card reading, that'd be great. Are you back on, Gary and Kristen? Are you coming back on, Kristen, to tell us about your website?
I'm here.
Great.
Are you hearing me?
Yes.
I just put up two. I put up my main website, which I haven't really made changes to in about 6 years. And I put up a roots website that I did. I did genealogy for years when it was really hot. And when Ancestry bought Roots Web, they were required to keep all the old websites. So I put that one up, but it's ancient. And I have other websites, and the gold ring was down for maintenance, so I couldn't copy that one today. So I just suggested that people put my name in the search engine. You can see it right there. You can just put it in the search engine, and you'll find probably almost everything I've participated in the past few years.
Would you tell it to the listeners as well? Because not everybody's in the chat room. Read it out for the listeners, if you wouldn't mind.
My name is Kristen Rosamilia, and it's spelled CHRISTENROSAMILIA. And my website is www.kristenrosamilia, all one word, .com.
Brilliant. Because I just wanted to be cueing our next song, and it's another one by your fantastic partner, isn't it?
Oh, this is a beautiful song.
Yeah, Philip Lee Morgan, and it's called The Sky and the Road. This is one of your favorites, isn't it, Kristen?
It is my number one favorite right now.
Oh. So here we go. We'll give it a spin.
Where the sky and the road meet, someone's waiting for you. Where a lap and a heartbeat are divided in two. No use asking for reason, no use running away, and it's useless believing you. Reach the horizon and you'll find some that is rising all the and the love left behind you will be marking the trail. So you know I will find you if my own compass fails. Without asking for reason, without running away, without even believing, I still pray. Reach the horizon and you'll find some that is rising all the time in front of the sunset when the night can never keep you from.
Oh, that was gorgeous. It was called Where the Sky and the Road Meet. That was absolutely brilliant. Right, and we've got another favourite song of yours to play, Kristen, and it's Norah Jones, Sunrise.
Oh, this one, Norah Jones.
Yes, brilliant.
Looks like morning in your eyes, but the clock tells 9:15 full hours. Sunrise, couldn't tempt us if it tries, 'cause the afternoon's already coming home. And I said, who?
Oh, that was Nora Jones there. That was brilliant. Right then. Well, speaking of the light, David Icke, I don't know if all of you know about David Icke. He's actually from the UK, and I was lucky enough to meet him a few years ago, about 15 years ago, I think it was, in a little town next to us. And he just launched his book, Stairway to Heaven. And so he was there with his book and speaking and doing a bit of mediumship work. And I noticed that he's asking for people to meditate for 20 minutes a day to manifest the light around the world, you know, because that's what all the light workers are doing at the moment, isn't it? And especially when it's fire the grid. Do you get on the fire the grid meditation? You do, don't you?
I do, yes. In fact, I've done a couple of radio shows. I've done a couple of the fire the grid radio shows. And very, very powerful energy. Yes. I'm a big proponent of firing that old grid. There's a lot to that.
Yeah, I mean, as Christian said, we can do it on our own, but if a few thousand or hundreds of thousands of us get together, think how powerful that is.
That's right, because our energy grows exponentially whenever there's
two. That's right, yeah. And we all connect, and it's just absolutely brilliant feeling to know that all around the world, at the same time that you are doing a meditation to achieve something in the world, that other people are as well. And I think that's so amazing.
Yes, and there's a lot to that. More than we know. We can do several radio shows around that concept.
Yeah, we could do.
Yes, we can.
I actually participated in one of those, but boy, the energy that was spinning around everywhere was just amazing. And to know that there were thousands of people there all at the same time with the same intent was just awesome.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Yes, for sure.
Brilliant. Anyway, we're going to have a beautiful, uplifting piece of music by Philip Lee Morgan, and it's called The Blarney Songs. I think we'll give that a spin because he's in the chat room, and I'm a big fan of his music. So I believe, does this have lyrics as well? I know there's not on this track, but it's such an uplifting piece of music. I'm just going to, no lyrics, right. Okay, here we go then, The Blarney Song. Well, you can dance on your bottoms to this one.
I'm full of blarney as it is. Thank you.
Wow, that's brilliant. Really uplifting piece of music, that. Thank you very much for that, Philip Lee Morgan. It's great. Right, so as I was saying about David Icke, don't forget to check out David Icke's website, and you'll get all the information there about the 20-minute meditation every day. So,
what is David Icke's website, by the way?
Well, it could be www.davidicke.com, I should imagine.
Okay.
So you can try that, or you can Google him.
Just Google David Icke, I-C-K-E, and you'll find it.
Yeah, because he's got loads and loads of information. He's well into conspiracy theories as well, isn't he? I've got into them myself as well. And, well, it doesn't do you any harm to get on YouTube and learn about this, that, and the other. Even if it's only a theory, it's a possibility, isn't it?
That's right. And they are infinite, those possibilities.
Mm. So, what do you want to do now, Gary? Have you...
We could go out with some music, or...
we're going to thank Kristen anyway, because that, you can't tell, but that was the first time she's done a meditation.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Chris.
Brilliant. Really, really good, Kristen. Thank you very much for being with us. I hope you'll come back on again and do another one.
Thank you.
It was well done.
Yeah, really, really good. And so was you speaking about working with the light. I can identify with everything that you said. So shall we finish off with a light song? Like Let Your Light Shine?
Why not?
Okay, then. Here we go, and you can dance on your bottom to this one. And this is by yours truly.
So many people don't care what
Probably is the worst I've ever heard it. Oh, dear, terrible. Anyway, thank you very much, Gary. Thank you, Kristen, and thank you very much, helping us to co-create the wonderful energies that we always have in the chat room. You've been absolutely great.
Thank you, Ken, and thank you, everyone. And who do we have next week?
Jane Dawson, our angel lady.
Our dear friend Jane is back. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. It'll be wonderful to have her back. So
yes, we'll
probably be doing angel readings next week. So
yeah, call in for yours.
Have your questions ready and call in. Absolutely.
Yeah. But, by the way, she asked me to ask everyone that if they call in, she can't channel whatever, you know, whatever the person is asking for. She channels what comes through.
Perfect.
Yeah. So it's like if you go see a medium as well. You can't just expect your father to come through if that's what you want to hear. You know,
what happens if you go see a small?
Pardon? Yeah, maybe. Or is that large?
Or a large, yeah.
Anyway, I think it's time for us to say goodnight. And, and let's hope that next time I can log in properly.
Say good night, Gary. Good night, Gary.
Thank you, Gary, because Gary was actually hosting today. So.
Well, we had to get creative. I just patched everyone in, and it sort of worked. So.
Yeah, so I'm going to play out with the one, for, especially for Gary. Here we go.
Ah, okay. Hey.
I know you like this, don't you?
The drum battle. Here we go.
Yeah. Thank you.
Bye, everyone. I love you all.
Yeah, me too.